I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The 2018 Open Doors World Watch List is here, and for the most part, there weren't too many surprises at where countries fall on the list. But David Curry of Open Doors USA says this year's list affirmed major trends, like the prominent role that Islamic extremism has played in Christian persecution.
9 of the top 10 are driven by Islamic extremism. So a lot of the names are going to be familiar to people. You have places like Somalia and Sudan, where you have extremists. The characteristic of each of these countries is different, but Islamic extremism dominates the top 10, and North Korea is number one.
According to the list, about 1 in 12 believers in the world faces extreme persecution. And Curry says our job is not to pray for an end to persecution, but rather supporting those who are going through it in as many ways as possible. Get the details at missionnews.org. And we've been following Ahmed's blasphemy case for a while now. Sharing an update is FMI's Bruce Allen.
Friday is the first day of the new trial under this second judge. The defense attorney is very cautious. He's been watching body language of the accusers, of the prosecution, and of the judge. And one of the things that has disturbed him in the report that I just received was that there's been a marked contrast in the body language in the speech of the prosecution.
Ahmed's lawyer is concerned that the judge may have already reached an unofficial guilty verdict. Still, Ahmed is continuing his ministry with respect to the law. So let's be praying that his faith remains strong and that there would be a change in the blasphemy law. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.